Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Keota City Clerk Nikki Osweiler about the council's plans to put up a daycare facility.
This facility has been talked about, I think, from the council for a while, but what would you say has inspired the plans for this daycare facility?
A community member brought it to my attention, and I brought it to the council's attention for the need of daycare in the community, since many of the in-home daycares have closed here in the last few years, and a lot of people are taking their children out of town for daycare, which then opens up the families into enrolling their children into a different school district.
It looks like the council approved the bid from Curtis Architecture and Design.
Yep, the RFQ committee that the council appointed approved the qualifications that they submitted, yes.
How will this facility be funded?
It'll be funded through, hopefully, CDBG grant funds. We did qualify again. Then also, we are hoping to get a loan through the USDA, and that could potentially bring up some grant funds through them, depending on what is available at the time. And then also, there is the option of applying to local grant committees like the Washington Riverboat Foundation, the Keokuk County Endowment Foundation. Alliant Energy also has grant funds available for projects along these lines. Those are where we've thought so far. And then also there will be a measure on the November ballot to do a debt service levy to help pay for the loan if we have to get one for this project.
The architecture firm, what all did they present to the board?
They presented a booklet that had their qualifications, experience with child care facilities, their experience with different types of funding, just background information about them.
Now that that firm was approved, does this mean that Curtis Architecture will be the design firm for this facility?
No, not yet. I've called them and asked them to draft an agreement for the pre-construction processes or pre-construction items that need to be done, and that will be presented to the council along with today's notes from the meeting. And then they will review all of that, and assuming that they agree with everything, then they will be the firm. But if for some odd reason there's something that they do not like, then we will, I guess, go back out for RFQs or try to negotiate with this current firm.
So when do you imagine that they'll be submitting, was it the pre-construction?
Pre-construction agreement?
Yeah.
I guess I contacted them today, so I'm in hopes that it'll be ready for our next council meeting on the 17th, but if not, it should be ready for the council meeting in August on the 7th.
When does the council or the city hope to get started with construction?
Ideally, late spring or early summer of next year. Ideally, that's assuming all the financing and everything, I guess, coincide.
Does the city need to acquire all the necessary funds to put up this facility before starting construction?
Assuming, I guess, like I said, all the financing falls into place, so assuming that the residents of the community, the taxpayers, do approve the debt service levy, and that we do receive some grant funding, then we should be able to proceed. But if the community denies the debt service levy, then we are going to be back to the drawing board on trying to get it all financed a different way.
Do you know how much money the debt service levy would be paying?
The maximum for the project that we are looking at is $600,000. That is assuming that there is no grant funding acquired for the project. But we are hoping to get grant funding to make it more around $300,000.
Has the council discussed the location of where it would be?
Yes. We would like to put it at our small park, which would be on Davis Street. And it would be where our tennis court used to be that was taken out here about a year ago.
As far as running the facility itself, has there been any talks as to who would be employed at this facility?
What we would do is we would rent the building out to another organization to run the daycare. The city would not actually run it. We would just own the building. And of course, you know, operate the building with making sure it keeps up its maintenance.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Keota City Clerk Nikki Osweiler. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.